Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're tuned in to Columbo Chronicles at Blog Talk Radio. Follow the mover and shaker, award-winning author and host, seen on TV and radio, Rose Columbo. Every Wednesday, Rose interviews prominent experts and authors on politics and social justice. Call in and listen or ask the guest the question at 646-564-9742. Now, here's Rose.
Hi, everyone. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo, and Columbo Chronicles Live coming to you from the West Coast. And for all you sleepyheads over on the East Coast, it's probably nap time and lunchtime. But today we have a really important message to send out to all Americans and to the world, because everyone's concerned about the natural disasters or man-made disasters. They're concerned about the New World Order, and they're being in bed with the United Nations 2021, which is now 2030, to depopulate the planet by 90%. And they're concerned about the FEMA camps and the Walmart shelters, and their what appear to be FEMA trucks with their logo on it, and the FEMA barges that they've sent over to Texas that look like five-story high jails, prisons. So people are concerned. Why would Americans be placed in facilities such as that? This is America. Well, the government builds underground luxury facilities for themselves. This is crazy. So today, this isn't crazy. This is important. And I'm going to be talking about the American dollar versus the cryptocurrencies. And Americans are concerned about their money just as the world is. Is it safe for your money to be in the banks, or is it safer under a mattress? Are their assets safe, and are your assets safe in safe deposit boxes? Will you be able to access banks if they shut their door and keep your safe deposit boxes? Will banks shut down? Will your beneficiaries be able to access your accounts and your safe deposit boxes? These are all questions that people need to be calling their representatives and asking. Will the dollar eventually be devalued and a cashless society be suddenly introduced into America and around the world, controlled by the big bankers who are taking over as a monopoly, it appears, such as the IMF, who Obama gave trillions of dollars to from our stimulus money, and then a trillion went missing. And we've never heard any more about that. That hit the news. And then there's China, who wants their own currency, and George Soros, who has been an anti-American and using protesters as paid protesters to create civil unrest and disobedience in America. And his goal is to devalue the dollar in the USA from his own lips, and to make communist China the superpower, the super economic power. They have a million-man army. North Korea has a million-man army. What if North Korea and China were working together to take down America along with the New World Order? So is it the communists who are attempting to take down America, or is it the Muslim Brotherhood, or are they using the Muslim Brotherhood radicals to create the civil unrest and to infiltrate and create problems, so that when they have their banking system and their cashless society and their lithium microchips inserted into people, they too will be controlled and wiped out, and the communist New World Order and the communist One World Leader takes over. Who knows? These are just questions you should be pondering. So what happens if the grid goes down and all the money is controlled online? Well, people will panic. They won't be able to buy necessities such as food and water and gas, such as in Venezuela and Puerto Rico. This will set off civil unrest and crime, and people will turn against each other, and that is already happening in the world today and in the USA as these anti-American communist socialist groups such as Black Lives Matter and the New Black Panthers and Antifa and the Communist Party USA, Socialist Party USA, and representatives who are card carriers in our own Congress but failed to disclose that while they were running for office, and those who are rhinos and are in bed with these socialist, communist, New World Order, UN agendas. Maybe they took bribes for votes. Maybe they engaged in insider trading. Maybe they took no-bid contracts. Maybe they took favors from Big Pharma behind closed doors in Vegas somewhere. We don't know what's really happening, but we know that the world is going in a very bad direction. That's common sense and common knowledge. So people won't be able to buy necessities such as food and water and gas. So that means that it would make sense that the wealthy people who call themselves elite, but many are sinister, in my opinion, with sinister agendas to make people suffer, bring death and destruction to the world, including America, and who will control all the money, your money, the money you worked for, the money your grandparents and parents and great-grandparents and so forth died for, to be free and to be able to own their own property be able to do what they want to do and be what they want to be and earn how much they want to earn. All that would be under their control. You would no longer even have the right to think, because the lithium microchip will control your thoughts, and it does have mental and physical side effects. And even if you read the Bible in Revelations, you will find out that people break out in sores and that it warns do not take it, because there are these horrible things that could happen to your mind and your body. So think about it before you say, yes, that's the thing to do because I'm young and it's a fad, and just like a tattoo, I will have a microchip in my hand or my forehead. Well, you could also vibrate like a computer or maybe be shut down like a computer if you're controlled by a microchip. You're putting a lithium chip in your body that is foreign to your natural body. And who in Congress has the authority to force Americans to be chipped with a lithium battery? Where in their job duties and in the Constitution does it make them gods and they exempt themselves because it's inserted into Obamacare? And that's probably the reason they don't want to repeal Obamacare, because they're all invested in Wall Street, probably. That's how it appears. In the Big Pharma, the mandated vaccinations, and the microchip. And so what good is it going to do them if they're going to wipe out 90% of the population? What good is Wall Street if they wipe out 90% of the population? Well, you think about these things. So people will turn against people because they'll be hungry. And that brings us to water, because I believe it was Kissinger who said, who controls the food and the water controls the world. And so the water and food will be the gold under these circumstances. And if you don't have cash and you don't have gold or silver, you probably will be unable to purchase medical supplies and food and water under those circumstances. How are you going to do it? And the other point is that not only will people not be able to access water, clean water, we're talking about clean water, filtered water, important to know who's invested in all of the water supplies, who's been buying them up. For example, it was reported that the Bush family or dynasty purchased the largest renewable clean water in the world, which is located in Paraguay. Why would they do that? Think about it. Why would they be buying up all of the lakes and the reservoirs and the water supplies and the water facilities that control the filtering of the water, the filtration of the water, clean and renewable waters? Think about it. Why are they passing laws in America where people can be arrested in some cities for collecting rainwater on their own property when rainwater doesn't belong to the government, neither do our bodies, and these are inalienable rights that for all people from God, not from man? So they are wiping out freedom of religion and freedom of choice when they are mandating by a non-vetted man who is an alleged usurper and alleged to have committed crimes under investigation. And when you're under federal investigation, as reported in the news, you should be, you should not be, your executive orders, anything you signed as an alleged usurper and under investigation for alleged crimes should not be the law. They should have been automatically lined out and vetoed and repealed by the entire Congress. I don't care if you're a GOPer or if you're a Democrat. It's common sense that you have knowledge of alleged crimes and investigations of wrongdoing by an alleged usurper who can't produce a certified U.S. birth certificate. Therefore, all of his signed documents, executive orders, presidential directives should be null and void on their face, period. Something's very wrong in River City. So be right with God. Speak up, speak out. Stand up for God while you still can, country and your family, and start researching and doing your homework and figuring out what the heck is going on in the USA, because what happens in the USA will be even more devastating for third world countries, because it appears that their target is third world countries and the poor and wiping them out, as well as the biggest target, which is Africa. And then once they wipe out these third world countries, they'll go in and industrialize them and take over all their minerals and their diamonds and their mines and their land and so forth. So it's all about money. Follow the money. It's about power, control, money, and sex, period. You can put that in any order you like, but that's what it's about. And I'm going to tell you about this cryptocurrency when I come back from this important message. So stay tuned on Colombo Chronicles Live.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion, not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Colombo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics. From politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up. Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc. Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Colombo's home on the Colombo Chronicles Live to your home, Colombo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make the sure you are listening.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, you're listening to Colombo Chronicles Live, just like the gentleman said, and this is the Rose Colombo, and we're talking about the money issues that are on the minds of every American, because We don't know if they're going to shut down the banks. One day, they're just going to say they're shut down and you can't access your money. You can't access an ATM machine. You can't access your safe deposit boxes. Will they keep them? Will they keep your money? What is going to happen to your property? Those are questions you need to call and ask your congressman, but Americans are a little bit lazy and they don't think their voices count, but it's the numbers that count. If a million people called and asked these questions and why they're wasting our tax dollars, sending them to the Muslim Brotherhood and funding the Muslim Brotherhood for the past 8 years or so, they should be asking these questions. Why were they buying up so many FEMA camps, so many FEMA trains, and guillotines, and why did they store guillotines, and why, I mean, you just need to ask questions. I mean, it's your head, and heads will be rolling if you don't ask questions. So on this note, we're going to talk about an article by Forbidden Knowledge, and it's statements by Lynette Zhang, and she's a very intelligent woman about the economy, and it's Economic Reset Planned and Happening Now by Lynette Zhang. That's Zang. Lynette Zhang of ITM Trading is so sharp. She's on the X22 report to give us a clear overview of what's happening economically and to tell us where it's all headed. God bless her. There's a lot of talk lately about the collapse of retail with the entire shopping malls closing down. I don't know if you've noticed, but there are a lot of stores, retail stores, that have been closing down over the past, at least the past 10 years. The mainstream media has been calling this the Amazon effect, as if the trillion-dollar retail industry has suddenly all migrated online. That's not true. We all buy things online, or most of us do, but we also like to shop. Lynette says that this is ludicrous, and that while it's true that the middle class has taken a beating and that people today have less disposable income than in the past, it's not Amazon's fault, at least not yet. She says that the government and Amazon would indeed like to see this happen, the latter to be able to then charge whatever they want, and the former to have as much of human activity as possible conducted online, all the better to surveil the control populations, as well as to feed data into vast virtual reality artificial intelligence models. Lynette talks about what's happening with Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies right now, and why for her it's obvious that they are a trap in development since the 1990s. Secretly, right? How many ever heard of the Bitcoin and the cryptocurrencies back under the Clinton-Bush years? So, with the approval of the Bank for International Settlements, have you heard of the Bank for International Settlements? Because the debt-based fiat currency model is on its last legs. She says the derivatives market was launched in the late 90s, that would be under the Clinton regime, to keep the dying model afloat while cryptocurrencies could be developed. So they have all these secrets that they don't even talk about and disclose to the American people. So why are they so secretive, and why didn't they disclose this information to the American people under their regimes? As far as cryptos being decentralized, Lynette says they still have to go through internet nodes and for people to cash them out. They must go through an exchange. The Chinese government, which seems to be the test lab for every globalist initiative, outlawed crypto exchanges 2 weeks ago, but they have not made blockchain currencies illegal, because they want blockchain technology to continue being developed, as this is the future of money. That term is blockchain, it's one word, technology. blockchain currencies. You may want to do some research on that. Lynette says, decentralization is just a perception management tool to get you to think that you're invisible and independent. Well, we've never been invisible and we've never been independent. The only people who are invisible are the millions of illegal migrants and illegal foreign enemy radicals that they've migrated into the country who they refuse to properly vet, background check, check for health care issues, and such as infectious disease, hepatitis, TB, and so forth, and check for ties to cartels, terrorist organizations, and radical organizations such as Hamas, Al-Qaeda, Muslim Brotherhood, and so forth. They're the only ones that aren't getting the pat-downs at TSA and the searches and the naked x-rays and radiated, which is not good for your body or your health, and the DNA swabs and asked if you want an iris check and a fingerprint and so forth. It's the American people who are law-abiding, natural-born citizens of this country who have been flying back and forth up until the age of Obama without being treated like the criminals. Anyway, she says that the cryptos are part of a necessary phase for the transition to central bank-controlled digital currencies, and that once one-third of the world population is involved in cryptos, the time will be ripe to let the dollar die and to make the transition into the central banker's new blockchain money. That means that, in my opinion, the bankers will control all of your money. They will have access to your tax refunds. They will have access to your wages, to your bonuses, to your retirement funds, IRAs, Social Security, checking, savings, money markets, whatever you have, they will have access to it. And under Obamacare, they can access it if they target you for owing money to the government. So where's the freedom? What happened to the Constitution? It'll be gone. So is that why Obama said the Constitution is meaningless? And Congress is meaningless, because pretty much they were. They just let him do whatever he wanted to do for 8+ years without hearing the cries of the people and the grievances to vet him properly, brought to Congress and handed to each congressman by Reverend James D. Manning, who held a trial. And then there's the cases filed by attorney Philip J. Berg for eligibility and attorney Tate and many other lawyers. And then there's the case brought to Congress by Sheriff Arpaio, Detective Zillow, forensic experts, who all stated on video that the birth certificate is a fake and a fraud and forged, and that would make Obama an alleged usurper or Manchurian candidate, which would in turn should have turned the heads of all congressional members to know that we know what they know, and that all of his executive orders, including Obamacare, in my opinion, should be null and void on its face. But again, we have all of those RFID chips that they want to manufacture and use you as the guinea pigs against your will if you do not want to be a robotoid and have your thought process and your body controlled by the government and the bankers. So, as with all currency resets in the past, she says, the new currency will be valued against gold, and at that time we will once again see gold valued properly. She sees new regional digital currencies replacing the present-day paper money, with the World Reserve Currency becoming the Special Drawing Rights, SDR, controlled by the International Monetary Fund, IMF. She doesn't think that either China or Russia are interested in having their currency be the world's reserve currency. They just want their currencies to be in the SDR basket, and that there is no way in hell that the central bankers are going to let anyone infiltrate their money monopoly. Well, good for China and Russia. No way. I think that starts with the technocrats at the IMF. So you see, the world leaders are not all on the same page with the New World Order. So people in their own families don't get along. Friends don't get along. We have tribes in our world and even in America, and different tribes don't get along. So how in the world do they expect to bring peace in the world? Well, it's by depopulating 90% of the human beings and allegedly creating clones. And that's why they are allegedly swabbing your DNA with their experiment to create the superhuman being like Hitler wanted to do, and to control them with a microchip. And it's so ridiculous, insane, and psychopathic. And then they, I guess, will be the masters of those slaves. And whoever survives with a microchip will then be enslaved as well. It's called utopia for them. The best way to be prepared for this major sea change is to be as independent of the system as possible. Have plenty of food, water, energy, security, ability to barter with small amounts of cash, like fives and tens and twenties. Wealth preservation and community. Be sure that you know your neighbors and you in your community, and that you're all willing to help each other. What happened in Greece is a perfect example of what happens when technocracy takes over systems. It's a small test case for what will happen in the United States of America. So all of you who think this isn't true and it's not going to happen here, and it's a theory, a conspiracy theory, the conspiracy theory was laid out long ago by the supporters of the old world order, who have always wanted to create a utopia known as the New World Order. And all those who don't comply, I guess, will die. How's that for an award-winning poet? Comply or die. As for when this will happen, it's already happening. Keep an eye on all of these developments. Lynette says that she expects that things will chug along until it's suddenly fast. What happened in China with cryptocurrencies recently is a great model of what to expect here in the United States of America. When people are in enough pain from this next crisis that they'll be willing to accept the SDR, and that's how they're doing it. Alleged man-made storms by HAARP, chemtrails, radiation, EMPs, and bringing people to their knees, and especially targeting the poor in third world countries, who should definitely be aware of death to the unborn babies in their countries, who would be the natural-born citizens. Like in America, we've lost 70 million plus who would be here as natural-born citizens to help us fight back against this evil. Well, God bless you. God bless America. You can check this out on Forbidden Knowledge. ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net. And thank you, Lynette Zhang, for this remarkable information. God bless you. Keep up the good work. And remember, injustices can happen to you. And they can happen to me. And by the way, they have. So stay happy, stay healthy, and be safe.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion? Not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Columbo Chronicles Live with Rose Columbo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Columbo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics. From politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up. Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc. Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Columbo's home on the Columbo Chronicles Live to your home, Columbo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
Rose Columbo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Columbo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or, if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Columbo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Columbo Chronicles.